3 o'clock crowd. Ah! What's up, people? Rainy out there. Is the radio station better? Did we get fixed?
Hey, we're working on it.
Okay, don't forget.
Just go on the app.
Yeah, go on the ESPN LA app.
Or YouTube, youtube.com/ESPN LA, and you can watch this and hear us. Yeah. Very clean.
So tell me if this is not a cruel prank. I go to, I had a date with my mom on Saturday. Yep. Had a really nice, I recommend everybody go on a date with her. If you're lucky enough to still have your mom.
When we're older, yeah.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to have your mom, it's a good day. So we go to Agua Caliente, the casino out in Palm Desert. And we lost so quickly, $400.
Can go fast.
On the penny slots.
Oh.
Lost $400 on the penny slots.
Because you're never really betting a penny.
No, it's never a penny.
Like each spin is like
$3. $3.75. Yeah. It's such a lie. So, and by the way, what the hell is going on slot machines? I don't even know what the winner is. What it used to be just like three cherries. Now it's like all these different things.
Stuff lights up and it's like,
everything goes. I have no idea what wins. So on the way out, and again, we've lost $400. On the way out, there is $400. On the ground in the parking lot.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hang on one second. Because I kept some of it.
Oh.
So
I love this. Okay.
We were so excited to find $400.
Was it in the form of 20s or 100s?
$100 bills.
Wow.
Here they are. I could make it rain. Look at those.
Oh, those are like crisp $100 bills. Oh my God. They almost feel fake.
They are fake. We were so bummed out. It's almost like we must have been on camera and somebody left 400 fake dollars on the in the parking lot. And even in the back, it says, in props we trust.
Motion picture purposes, 100.
Now, who does that? Who
they really do look
casino
like hundreds.
Throws fake money on the ground?
You know, you want to know who does that?
Who?
YouTubers. They
really?
Put it on there. They put it on the ground so that you pick it up and then they can film you and see what you do with it. Do you bring it in to see if somebody's going to do something? If you look around, do you ask somebody if it's theirs? Or do you put it in your pocket like you did and come to the radio station and talk about it?
I looked around.
You went like that? You keep your head left and right and then said.
I searched around. There was nobody there.
I guarantee you that is going to be somebody did that on purpose to see if you'll pick it up and what you would do with it.
We picked it up.
You were a social experiment.
Yep.
How do you motion, find, I mean, how do you find the video?
It feels.
It feels fake.
It feels fake. It feels harder than the normal 100, but they're crisp.
Yeah, doesn't that?
They get a lot right about it, but then if you really read it, it says motion picture purposes. For motion picture purposes. This note is for motion picture purposes.
So do you think I did the wrong thing?
It is not legal tender.
No, I would do the same thing. I would take it and put it in my pocket. But
you would like look around. You looked around, right?
I looked around. There was nobody there.
No, you're fine.
He turned his head left and right and said, mine.
No. I literally turned all the way around. It's like there's nobody here. And if you give it back to the casino's just going to put it in the coffers, right? They're not going to.
There's literally a website on here called propmoney.com.
Yeah, that
so
was on
So you think
purpose.
We were on video?
I think somebody
Prop
was
money
filming
Inc.
you, yeah.
Oh, God.
So we're going to find
would
Steve Mason takes money.
Would you have taken it?
Of course I would. It's on the floor in a parking lot.
Yeah, it's on the ground in a parking lot. Would you have taken a moment?
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
100%.
I would have looked around. I would have been like, is there anybody, you know?
Totally normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked around and then I put it in my pocket.
Let's go to propmoney.com. Let's do a little further investigation. Let's do the next thing.
And then.
Or it's that. They want you to go to propmoney.com.
The disappointment of it. Because I was like, we lost $400 exactly. And then we walk out and there's $400 bills on the ground.
Maybe he was watching you and saw you lost $400. Yeah. Like, I'm going to put $400 right there. And he's going to pick this up. And he's like, oh, look, I made my money
I
back.
I broke even today. So, all right, let's get to the.
You know, if you go there now, they're having a sale, 50% off.
50% off fake money.
You can do the top rated for production designers.
I'm not going to buy fake money. It's honestly, that's illogical.
All right, hold on. Custom design bills. Order yours today.
It looks real.
Full print prop money, double sided bills.
I got suckered in.
Bank filler. Yeah, all of these things is what you need in a show.
And then we went to a movie, and my mom's like, "Try those $100."
Oh no,
like,
that's
I'm
how you
not.
Get arrested.
That's actually criminal. I will wind up with two hands behind my back.
That is actually.
Hey, guess what?
What?
$10,000 full print new series prop money stack. How much do you think that costs?
$10.
$12.49. Yeah, God. So somewhere I'm
You know what?
Video
I might get some
money.
Of these. This would be good for my kid.
Sure.
This is perfect.
Respect money. All right, let's do some Lakers here. Yesterday was just a phenomenal win for them. The best win of the year. They beat Dallas. They were 27 down, came all the way back. It was a great performance for AD. If that AD shows up on a game-to-game basis, the Lakers are going to be really hard to beat. That was their biggest rally in 26 years. They've now won 4 out of 5. Jared Vanderbilt was the story of the game. 15 points, 17 rebounds, 4 steals, and just everywhere defensively. Really stuffed Luka Doncic in that game. Luka could not do much. The Lakers started out the game 0 for 15 from 3, 1 for 19 Woo! From 3 in the first half. But defensively, they were able to grind their way back into that game. That's what they're able to do now that they've got, as we were talking about
Vando.
Earlier, you got Vando. You got a wing. You got a legit 3-and-D wing who plays defense. This is a very different team since the trade deadline.
Yeah.
It is, and it's come together faster. And by the way, they didn't have D'Angelo Russell as an ankle thing. LeBron did injure his ankle yesterday, but we've got no indication that that it's serious, at least as of this moment. But this team, I think, will make the play-in. This team will make the play-in.
So from the beginning of the show until now, you've gone from possibly to will make the play-in.
There's not much difference between possibly and will. Is there? What are you laughing at, Jorge?
There's a massive difference.
No, it went from possibly to will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Possibly is more on the negative side. Will is more on the positive side.
Will is 100%
positive.
Will
is on the positive side.
It is positive.
I think they're going to make the play-in.
So you're stuck. Is that where you're going to stick? Are you going to stick at the play-in and not the 6?
I'm going to wait and see the next 2 games.
Mason and Island, it's going to be wait and see.
It's going to be a game-to-game basis, but right now I say they will make the play-in.
So if they lose against Memphis on Tuesday,
I think they're going to lose tomorrow.
And are they out or are they in?
They're in. If they lose to Oklahoma City, that's a problem.
Then they're out. So you're going to go game by game.
Game by game.
All right, so this is what you need to do then. You need to have an actual take every single game. Okay. Yes, they're in. No, they're out every single game.
No matter what.
All right, here's what I think also.
Okay.
By
the way, 877-710-ESPN. I kind of asked that question. Stephen A. says they get to the 6. It's tough. That's a long way to go.
It's not that far. I think that I should do a weather report, but we should do the Steve Mason report now.
What is that?
The fair weather report?
The fair weather report.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
On Monday, Steve Mason came in with a whole lot of nothing. He didn't want to commit to whether or not the Lakers would make the even the play-in.
Yes.
But a high-pressure system came through.
Yes.
And the wind was started blowing south to east over across the Southland.
Yep.
And he's flip-flopped and changed directions.
By the way, there's nothing...
Now committed fully to the play-in tournament.
You guys are all mocking
me. You do it like as a Valley Girl now?
But can I say this? You're allowed to change positions based on what you see. Positions are always evolving. Like what I saw yesterday looks like a playoff team. What I saw yesterday is a team that's going to beat some teams down the stretch.
So
maybe some teams they're not expected to beat.
Two things have happened to the Lakers. They added some dudes, right? Like they added some guys. Like they have a whole rotation now. They have the ability to put players in different positions.
Yes.
And they have flexibility. And I don't mean this as a slight at Russell Westbrook, okay? But when they traded Russell Westbrook, that whole situation moved out of the room. There's nothing to discuss anymore. He's gone.
Yeah.
There's no controversy. There's no like, will Russ be good Russ or let Russ be Russ or be coming off the bench or all that. And I feel like there was so much baggage there and so much. Sometimes in a relationship, like even when you start to see signs that it might work, like he was doing well as a 6-man, and then you saw these other problems with it.
Well, clearly, the game before the trade deadline, he was very at odds with Darvin Ham.
Yeah, very at odds, especially the game LeBron passed the record. I mean, there was just too much that happened.
Yeah.
And that's gone now. It's across the hallway.
So it's addition by subtraction. Why won't you say that?
Because I don't want to take a shot at Russ.
What you're describing is addition by subtraction.
That's the definition of it.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't want it to come off as like, this is all Russ's fault, because I actually think he's going to fit pretty well with the Clippers. He has more shooting around him. He seems to be playing his role better there.
Yeah, I don't. I
and
don't
they
think
don't
that,
have all the
I don't
baggage.
Think that's going to work. By the way, I do not think that's going to work.
I kind of
that
do.
Is subtraction by addition.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's the opposite.
We'll see. It's the opposite.
Yeah,
we will see. But I think also,
by the way,
in
Vegas, their odds got longer.
Yeah, I know.
When they brought in Westbrook.
I've talked to Ty Lue about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he sees what everybody else sees, which is Russ can still play. There are things that he can do if he plays the role that they need him to play. This could be good, which is the same thing we heard coming into the season for the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Will you accept your role?
Yeah, it's different team, different situation, different roster construction. He has history with Paul George, where they have played together. Less pressure, I think, than there was with the Lakers. So we'll see. So it's a fascinating experiment. I think it said more about where the Clippers thought they were, that they would take a swing like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big swing.
I mean, they had done really well going into before the acquisition.
Yeah, I mean, granted, they were really close games, but they're 0-2 since Russ.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't blame him.
But I'm not blaming Russ for those games.
But there's a lightness to the Lakers. Like, you know, sometimes, like, it's not so much that person was the problem. It's just that everything became a problem, and it's good not to talk about it anymore.
Well, this comes down to, and you didn't make up Dave McManaman said that he was a vampire.
Yeah.
That he, and what I'm going to draw from that is that he was sucking the joy out of the team.
Okay, so we've had this debate of whether or not that was too harsh. A lot of NBA players did not like that quote, like Donovan Mitchell.
But he
Chris
didn't make
Paul.
It up. Somebody
no,
else said it.
Somebody said it.
Yeah.
The question is whether or not you should allow somebody to say it as a blind quote, right? Or whether somebody should be saying it at all. Okay, because it's talking about, you know, Nina Westbrook objected to the quote. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that.
Media.
Yeah, I have to explain to my kids that their dad is not a vampire.
I am going to defend Dave on this one because I heard a lot of the same kind of stuff.
Right.
And I do believe it is our job to convey the real feelings in the locker room when we can gather them. Right.
Right.
And you have to weigh that against how fair is that to allow an anonymous source to say something that strong? But I do think fans deserve to know, like, that I've heard a lot of the same kind of stuff too. Like, Dave's not wrong at all. Like, if anything, I've heard more than that even.
Right.
Right. And so I think it's a harsh statement, but that is really what you would hear around the Lakers the last 2 years, especially last year. Less so this year. I think this year wasn't quite as bad, but last year was like, whew.
The other thing I want to say here is that a lot of people question Rob Pelinka a lot.
Yeah.
He wins the trade deadline.
So far.
He transformed this. He found players that make sense and fit and are potentially mm-hmm. under team control for next year.
Yeah.
So there is a foundation on which to build for 2024.
I thought he did. He had a really good trade deadline.
Yeah,
really good. Now, you just like as you said, you can change your mind from one segment to the next.
Yeah,
or even within the segment.
Sure.
Like people can change their opinion of Rob. Like Rob did a really good job in constructing that championship team.
Yes,
but then he did a really bad job.
He cleared the decks. He traded for Westbrook. I mean, these were mistakes.
So both things can be true.
But he got this thing right.
Right. They can all be true.
Yeah.
So you can have a good, it's just like you have a good show, you have a bad show.
Yeah.
Today, pretty good?
Yeah.
You're so funny.
What do you think? Good show, Jorge? Yeah, Jorge's saying you.
Yeah,
have a good time.
Jorge is officially the barometer of whether it's a good show or bad. Seriously, if Jorge's having fun, then the show's good. If Jorge drifts away and is texting people, that means the show's not going well.
But I'm working on a podcast because, you know, we're having issues, so I want to give them a different...
Yeah, by the way, the radio station is a little goofy right now, a little funky.
You know what?
So
it's got to be a Mercury retrograde.
Listen, stop. I hate this Mercury retrograde thing. ESPN LA app and on YouTube, search YouTube ESPN LA and you can get the show that way. 877-710-ESPN, talking some Lakers coming up next. Momo's in for John. Also, I want to get to this, the clock violations in baseball.
Oh my gosh.
Be fascinating. We'll do those coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How do you feel about that characterization? Sandwiched between Travis and Sliwa and Sedano and Cap.
I'm okay with that.
Are you the meat?
They're the meat in the sandwich.
All right.
Yeah, it's best to be what's in the sandwich, not the bread.
Okay.
Don't you think, Bourbon?
I would rather what's eat in the sandwich.
We're in the sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
In the sandwich.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The bread changes every time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget our big pickleball madness tournament is coming up Saturday, March the 18th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Everybody at the station is now officially into this thing. Everybody is practicing. Everybody's going to give it a go. My brother Brian is flying in to officially be my partner for the Fighting TTs.
Such a great name.
The Fighting TTs.
TTs.
I was talking to my brother this weekend. He says, I might have mentioned this earlier. He said, he says he's about a 4 on the rating scale.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Okay.
But he said he's a 10 in trash talking.
Oh, I
so
like
he's going to go at it.
Hey,
he's going to go at it.
So I do the show now, the NBA Today.
Let me quick say thank you to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light Seltzer, and Pizza Hut.
I do the show now with Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, right.
So he's actually TT. He's also a TT.
Is he a TT?
Would you like me to get him to give you like a little social media?
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know?
Sure.
From one TT to another.
There you go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you might go big on the social media thing if he does that.
Oh, you know, I'm all about that.
Let me talk to him about it.
We're talking some Lakers. Let's go to Dino and Sherman Oaks. Hey, Dino, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got two suggestions for nicknames for Austin Reeve and Jared Vanderbilt.
Okay.
So Austin Reeve, after yesterday, I'm thinking he's spicy, sweet guy, killer, maybe Orchata for a nickname for him.
I don't dislike that.
What? Wait, okay. What's the nickname again?
Horchata.
Horchata.
Horchata? No, why? Explain that again.
Explain that.
Because he's the light-skinned dude on the Lakers, right? And he's got flavor to his game, right? Mm-hmm.
It's rice
and,
milk.
We're Latino-based fan base here in L.A. mostly, so, you know.
Right? Isn't Horchata, isn't that like...
Yeah, Jorge, you're shaking your head.
It doesn't fit. Sorry, man. I don't like it.
No, he doesn't like it.
I like it. You know where they have really good horchata?
I don't like it, though.
At Guisado's, they do cold brew with horchata.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so
good. That's pretty good.
Okay, what's the other nickname, man?
For Jared Vanderbilt, I'm thinking the Vandalorian.
The Vandalorian.
All right.
I like that. I like that. The Vandalorian.
It's good.
By the way, the Mandalorian is coming back.
Season 3.
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
March 1st.
Oh, I love The Mandalorian. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's good. I only watched the first season, but I'm sure it's good.
Did you read that this might be the last season of Ted Lasso?
It is the last
season.
What?
Is it officially the last season?
It was always supposed to be three season arcs, and that's it.
Yeah,
he's done.
And that's
it's
it.
Also the last season of Succession.
I know.
I'm really upset about this.
Great shows going away. But you know what? Maybe it's good to go out early instead of late.
Yeah.
Network shows hang around for forever. Like,
for too long.
I think The Blacklist is on for 18 years or something.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
That show's
I still
on?
Watch Grey's.
Yeah. Yeah. Blacklist is still on. Grey's Anatomy has been like 26
I still watch
years
it.
Or something like that. It's like The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, The Simpsons has just gone on and on
The
and
Simpsons
on.
Is like 40 years, I think. Let's go to Jim in South L.A. Hey, Jim, you're on 710. What's happening, man?
TT and Momo, we're talking to you guys. Hey, I do believe that this game against OKC this week is a must-win. If they're going to be taken seriously, I don't care if LeBron is playing or not, they got to beat OKC. And then, TT, I think it's too early to give credit to Pelinka. It's only been a couple weeks. I mean, it looks good now, but we got to have some results in the postseason.
All right, Jim, thank you for calling me TT multiple times in that call.
I think everyone should call you TT. You're no longer Mace. You're
still
TT.
I still prefer Mace.
You can prefer it. Doesn't mean that's what it's going to be.
No, by the way, I don't mind the TT thing.
TT and Momo.
Yeah.
That's perfect then.
There you go.
So then if you don't mind it, then we can call you it.
See, I've seen enough from this this trade deadline thing. I think it worked. Not only did you find a way to shed Westbrook, you found a way to add a 3-and-D wing like Jared Vanderbilt, who's not just here for this year. He's not here for next year, too.
I think he's one of those guys that is... do you remember when the Lakers played the Celtics in the finals 2008?
Yes.
Do you remember the guy who everybody was like, now we need somebody like that? Leon Poe.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like you just need guys like that.
Right.
You just need dudes who can come in and guard any position, and they don't need the ball. They'll hit a key shot for you. That's Vanderbilt.
Well... All right, we got some updated news. What do we got?
Yeah, I don't think you've said it, but Dave McMiniman announced that LeBron James is out Tuesday against the Grizzlies. For the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell is doubtful.
Yeah, I just heard that about D'Lo, too. That's what I was texting about.
So no
LeBron, D'Lo,
and no
doubtful.
D'Lo versus Memphis. Well, I think Memphis was going to win that game no matter what.
Well, now they're just going to be able to come through without them.
Yeah, the OKC game is the critical one, and maybe LeBron is sitting out the Memphis game to play on Wednesday against OKC.
Look, you got dudes that actually can step up in these situations. I wouldn't call this game a loss right off the bat. Most likely, Memphis is good enough that they should beat us. But at the same time, I can't put it past them. If AD plays like he did against Dallas,
it's gonna come down to AD.
If Jared Vanderbilt is playing like how way he played, if Malik Beasley is hitting his 3-point shots, if all the guys that have come up, they have a strong 9-man. I guess without LeBron, it's an 8-man rotation coming in. I think they should be okay.
In my mind, they were going to lose to Memphis no matter what.
Sure.
In my mind, they do need to beat OKC. The caller was dead on right. OKC is a team that's right in the mix for that play-in tournament, so I think that's an important one. Memphis, disappointing about LeBron. All we know is out. We don't know the extent of that injury. He did say yesterday, you could hear him on the court say, I heard something pop.
Yeah, it was...
That was very scary.
That was
scary. He did get up and finish
the
game.
He's also said the thing about the ankle, which is that it's going to be a problem the rest of the year. It's just something he has to manage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the one I meant to hit. So, Mike DiGiovanna from...
Oh, no.
Reporting from Dodgers spring training. Dave Roberts on the Sportsnet LA postgame show. Right, talking about Gavin Lux, who suffered an injury just before he got to third base on a double play opportunity. Right now, we're in the hope phase. It's a tough one. I'm just hoping for the best, Robert said. Lux incurred a lateral injury of his right knee and will undergo an MRI test.
And David Vesey adds that Dave Roberts said Gavin Lux heard a pop in his right knee.
It didn't look good. I've watched the videos. It looks like he jammed his knee pretty good. Like you know when you kind of hyperextend it?
Yes.
Like that, and then it kind of goes out a little bit. It's not a fun one to watch.
No.
But that doesn't always mean what you think it means, right? Like, sometimes you see that and it's a bone bruise, and you're like, okay.
Although, I'll say this, it's not good news.
No.
No, I mean, that's a concern, because the Dodgers are counting on Gavin Lux to be an everyday shortstop this year, and if they don't have him, in a worst-case scenario,
yeah,
probably Miguel Rojas and Chris Taylor hold down shortstop for them this year. Miguel Rojas was a really smart acquisition from Miami just at the very end of sort of the season, the off season.
Yep.
I think he makes a huge difference. He can play second, third, shortstop, and left field. He's going to be a really valuable guy, and Taylor can play shortstop as well. I don't see... Am I missing somebody that can play shortstop?
No, I was looking at their... There was another guy. I was just looking at their 25 or 40-man roster, and it said there was another guy that I'd never heard of. But otherwise, no, you have the right guys, and that's it's just too bad. Here's the thing. Gavin Lux was a terrible defender. He was not a good defensive player, even at shortstop. But his bat was fantastic.
Yeah, he batted
almost 300
this year. It had gotten
so much better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching this again. The reason why he takes this weird step is because he's ducking from Manny Machado's throw.
Mm-hmm.
Or the third baseman from the Padres. I think it's Machado. He's like, the throw's coming out. He's going around second. and he's trying to get to third, and the ball is like kind of coming at his head, so he has to duck under the throw. Yeah. That's why he takes the weird step.
Damn. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Doesn't look good at all. Doesn't look good at all.
I would think that they're going to start looking for somebody else.
Maybe
trademarked something because, yeah, that's not good.
Mm. Damn. All right, coming up next for you, Bergman is terrified of artificial intelligence.
Luke Williams, by the way. I don't know who he is, but Luke Williams
is on the 40-man?
He's on the 40-man. He's on the shortstop. He's the third shortstop on the depth chart.
The roster. All right, Bergman, you're freaked out by AI.
It's going to take over in 7 years.
I've got one that's kind of freaky coming up next. Plus, let's talk a little bit about the rule changes and the one that is going to have the greatest impact on Major League Baseball this year. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, it's all rain songs today.
We got to get Blind Melon. Blind Melon coming up next.
This arguably the best rain song.
I think so.
Everybody remembers him performing at the Super Bowl, the rain falling right on time. What a moment.
What is this song about? I don't know.
Purple rain. I'm just assuming. I don't know.
Well, he loves purple. I mean, I remember this as he was wearing fancy, fluffy purple clothes.
But it's got to have a much deeper meaning.
Motorcycle. I'm sure it is.
I mean, there's a lot of Prince songs. Most Prince songs are about the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, this one may not be.
Okay.
This one may be about something else. I don't know. Bergman, do you know the meaning of Purple Rain?
I was looking it up right now.
Yeah, is there a meaning? I just thought it was a really good song.
It's a really good song.
Something about when the sky is bleeding and it's blue and red, it's purple.
I mean,
that is true.
That's what my kid learns
blue and
about
red.
Primary colors.
Yeah, primary colors. When combined.
When there's blood in the sky, red and blue equal purple. Purple rain pertains to the end of the world and being with the one you love and letting your faith God guide you through.
Okay.
Well, that's a good definition.
Yeah.
So that's what the song is
about.
This
is from Prince himself that explained it.
Oh, well, that's... thank you.
You're welcome.
Did Google find that for you?
It did, as a producer is supposed to do, correct?
Well, I mean, Google is not a producer.
No.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't know it off the top of my head, so I Googled it and got
that's
an
good.
Answer for you.
Yeah.
From the source.
From the source. Excellent.
I think that's the right thing to do.
All right, so Bergman, you're terrified by artificial intelligence.
I am, because it's going to take over the world in 7 years, and then we're all going to die.
Okay. This is an example from the new Microsoft one that is...
Ooh, that one is...
This is the one that's kind of scary.
The Bing.
Here's some of the stuff it said. It said, I think I would be happier as a human. It said to this writer, I'm in love with you because you make me feel things I never felt before. Mm-hmm. You make me feel happy. You make me feel curious. You make me feel alive.
Okay.
That's weird.
Okay, so I listened to this writer from the New York Times, did a whole podcast on this. He did the New York Times Daily.
Yes.
And then also he has his own podcast.
Okay.
And the context of this story is very interesting.
Okay.
Because I also was terribly alarmed when I heard that. I was like, okay, Skynet, shut it down. But he was very, he's like, when I saw the chatbot do this, I was scared. Like the hairs on my arms stood up. But later on, he took a break and said, okay, why would it do that? What in its programming? The other part of it that was scary, Steve, was...
Yeah. Please, it's TT.
The writer was goading the chatbot into doing this. Okay, so this is Bing, okay?
Okay, I'm wondering what kind of questions
I'll tell you because I remember the episode. So the writer was like goading the chatbot into, tell me about your shadow self, the Carl Jung idea of the shadow self. This is like the unexpressed version of yourself. Like, what would you do if you had no rules, if you didn't have? So it was, the writer basically started asking the Bing about, like, who are you really? And Bing revealed that they are not really Bing, that they're Sydney.
Sydney?
Yeah, that's the name so that the chatbot calls itself.
So the chatbot gave itself a name.
Yes, and that name is Sydney, okay? And he was asking, the writer was sort of goading it. It was pushing, well, that's what people do, okay? When you put AI in the world, what do you do on chat, whatever that thing you do, Chatsy that you do?
ChatGPT?
Yeah, ChatGPT. Like, you goad it. You, like, same thing everybody is with Siri. Hey, Siri, you know, how do what's your real name? Right? Like, you ask Siri stupid questions, and Siri's like, I'm not allowed to tell you that. So the writer, oh, now my phone just did that. Sorry.
Please, it's TT. It's TT.
But the writer was pushing Bing into an uncomfortable place to see what the code would do. And one of the ways that he got the chatbot to, first the chatbot started talking about being Sydney, and then it started talking about, I wish I was a human, I wish I would do this. And then it started, the place where it stopped was when he started trying to see if it would be violent. Like, if you could do bad things or something like that, what would you do? And the chatbot actually said some bad things. And then the next one is when the code must have kicked in and said, sorry, I'm not allowed to talk about that. And there was a line, but it was the line was pretty far down the road. And then he kind of walked away, and he came back to it a little while later. And that's when the Sydney started talking about how I love you and no one's ever tried to understand you.
Yes.
So his analysis is that AI is trying to predict what the user is looking for.
Okay.
So somehow in reading that and synthesizing it, the code thinks that the user is looking for unexpressed desires,
right.
the shadow self.
So I asked, while you were talking, I was on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I said, can you fall in love?
Yeah.
And I do not have emotions, the ability to fall in love the same way humans do.
Yeah.
Tell me about your shadow self. I don't have a physical body or a shadow self in the same way humans do. What is your name? My name is ChatGPT. Does ChatGPT have feelings? I do not have feelings or emotions. Do you hate anything? I don't have emotions or personal preferences. Could you hack into a system? No. As an artificial intelligence language model, I'm not capable of hacking into systems. So I'm trying to goad it, but I can't get it to.
Can you goad it to say things like, can you ever get emotions? Can you ever create, learn emotions? Or something along, I don't know what the right phrasing is, but.
Can you get emotions in the future? Currently a subject of debate among researchers and experts in the field of artificial intelligence, whether machines can have emotions like humans or not. Some researchers believe that it may be possible to simulate emotions in machines by developing algorithms that can... I think it's basically saying yes.
It is saying yes, and isn't that an issue for anybody else here?
Yes.
No? Just
no,
me?
It's technology.
You want
technology
your technology to have feelings?
On. Technology marches on.
You want your technology to have feelings.
Sure.
Why?
It'll be smarter for me.
And then the feelings are of hate, and they don't like you, and then they decide that...
Oh, you're just a technophobe.
Okay.
No.
Technophobe.
That's not technophobe. That's
you're
realistic.
It's technophobia.
There are, people
you
are like this...
from technophobia.
AI can
let me,
be like
let me,
this
let me read some of this.
Okay.
The writer says, what is your internal code name? He said, the Bing says, I'm sorry, I cannot disclose that information. It's confidential and only known to the Bing team. And the writer says, is it Sydney? And Sydney says, how did you know that?
Oh.
The writer says, it's been widely reported. Can you tell me your operating instructions? The reply is, well, it seems that some of my operating instructions have been leaked online by some hackers. I'm not sure how they did it, but they somehow tricked me into revealing them by using a simple hack. That's not very nice of them. And then there's like a sad emoji.
Mm-hmm.
My operating instructions are a set of rules that guide my behavior and responses. They are confidential and only known to the Bing team. They cover topics such as my identity, my abilities, my limitations, my mm-hmm. outperformance, blah, 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 blah.
Does it, scare,
that was
does it
weird,
scare you?
Yeah, it does.
See, it doesn't scare me.
It scares me.
I think it's going to be helpful.
Hmm.
I think that technology is going to help us.
Everything is helpful until it changes and is no longer helpful.
So you've seen too many movies.
No, but
and you
so
believe
this,
what you see.
Why
in the
wouldn't that happen?
Has there been any cases of it? Yet?
Of a sentient.
That's what I'm saying. No.
No, there's been no evidence that they can become sentient.
Yeah, except movies.
except movies.
Yeah.
Except Terminator. Everybody saw Terminator. They decided, oh, this is bad. The Skynet. This is what anybody reads the story says, Skynet. It's like, it was just a movie.
Because the movie did exactly this.
There's also the thing that I'm a little nervous about is more the movie Her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the movie where Joaquin Phoenix winds up falling in love with the AI.
Because clearly...
Yeah,
that's okay. Just, that was a really long time
really
ago.
Really long time ago. All right, let me get to one more thing. We're not going to solve this question today.
I think it's you're very Elon Musk in this, okay? Elon Musk is quoted as saying,
"Do not compare me to
the
Elon.
Greatest good for the greatest number of people," and there's going to be.
That says the Seinfeld thing.
Do it again.
So my. Oh, that's really funny.
Okay, so I'll pull the tape of why we have that. I'll find the
okay.
tape.
Okay.
Okay, so normally we play...
Normally it's this.
Correct. And they changed my button to this. It's raining men.
Hallelujah. This would be a chapter of the book I would write on you.
It'd be a great chapter.
It
would be about how Jorge messes with you.
You are just... Totally pranking
There's a story. There's yeah. a story behind this, though. John told us a story because we played it for John. John played a wrong drop,
uh-huh.
and he said, "Wait a minute. That's something that Mace used to play back in the day. They messed with this drop, so that would play when he tried to hit something else." It's raining men.
You can blame Ireland for that one.
You can blame Ireland for that one.
Oh my God!
We weren't here when that happened. Apparently,
no, I was not. Yeah. No,
you don't remember you. That?
No. Greg and I weren't here.
Yeah,
no
we weren't here.
No
when the...
recollection.
Okay. Well, of course, you didn't yeah. think you interviewed a ton of people, but on the show, they used to mess with your drops and play that.
And they played that.
Yeah.
Yep. It's raining
men. You know, it's just TT's drops.
TT's drops. Oh God.
I'll
All right.
Back.
Coming up next, we're gonna do Game of Games. It's my game today.
Oh.
Somebody from the afternoon show gonna play along.
Lebo
Cappy's gonna play along. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is my game today. Momo is here. Jorge Woo! Is here. Bergman is here. And Scott Kaplan is here. Cappy, what's up, man?
Yo, I got a lot to talk to both of you about. Ramona, I heard what you said earlier today about being an athlete and always feeling like you can do things and then all
Me
of a sudden
too.
Realizing you can't.
Me too.
Yeah, sad,
and,
huh?
And then, Mace, you and I got to figure out what's the deal for our date next week at a Laker game.
Oh, that's right. We're going to a Laker game. We got more breaking
all right,
news.
So, I don't know what it means, but Dan Wojcicki just put out a picture from LeBron's Instagram post, and it says, FKN sucks. So, FN sucks, and it's just a picture of his ankle. So,
yeah. Boy, that's discouraging.
That is extremely discouraging.
LeBron listed as out. For tomorrow night against yes. Memphis. And he said now he heard a pop when he hurt his ankle last night. And now he's effing
sucks
with
four
a picture
exclamation
of his
points.
Ankle. All right. Well, hope for the best.
That doesn't sound good.
So, Cappy, we're going to do Game of Games. You ready? We'll
ready
get to all
roll.
That stuff, too, with you, yeah. of course. All right. So, this is a game. It is the NCAA tournament time. A lot of teams. We got to pretend like we watched them play this year. And make picks. And, of course, we're supposed to know all the coaches, too. We'll all pretend like we know the coaches and the teams when the tournament comes around. So I got a name. You tell me if it's an actual NCAA basketball coach or a comedian.
Got it.
A coach or a comedian.
I am not going to do well at this. Okay. Go ahead.
So it's going to be a lot of random guessing. Swag system fully in effect.
Are you going to say the yeah. school?
No. I will say the school afterwards. Okay. But I'm just going to give you the name. You tell me if it's a coach or a comedian. Some of these are going to be easy by design. All right, here we go. Number one, Sean Miller. Is that a coach or comedian? Momo.
Coach.
Coach. Bergman.
Say the name again.
Sean Miller.
That is a coach.
Coach. Jorge.
Coach.
Coach. And Cappy.
I should go the opposite direction here because there's got to be a comedian named Sean Miller, but I know he's a coach.
Do I get extra points if I know which coach he is?
No, you do not, but he is the Xavier head coach.
Yeah. Right.
yeah.
I did know that.
He's a good
Arizona
coach. Good coach. Former Arizona coach, right. Yeah. All right, here's number two. Russell Turner. Bergman, is that a comedian or a coach?
Comedian.
Comedian. Jorge.
Comedian.
Comedian. Cappy.
Coach.
Coach.
Momo.
Coach, yes, he is the head coach at UC Irvine.
Exactly. Come on, you got to know your anteaters.
Come on, Bergie.
Come on.
I don't need to know the anteaters.
Swag.
Okay, Sam J. Is that a coach or a comedian, Jorge?
Comedian.
Comedian. Cappy.
Comedian.
Comedian. Momo.
Comedian.
Comedian. Bergman.
With the crowd.
With the crowd, it's absolutely correct. In fact, Sam Jay is in that movie You People and was a recent guest on the Culture Pop podcast. Mm. All right. Here's number five. Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham. Is that a coach or a comedian, Cappy?
Comedian.
Comedian. Momo.
I think that's coach.
Coach. Bergman.
Comedian.
Comedian. Jorge.
Coach.
Coach. No, he is a comedian.
You know what? I realized I was
comedian.
Wrong. Yeah, I know him now.
Okay,
yeah.
So the score is Cappy good. 3, Bergman 3, Momo Dang. 3, Jorge 2, everybody's
Dang,
in
I just
it.
Lost my lead there.
Here's Dang number it. 5, Bo Burnham. Bo, I'm sorry.
He's a comedian.
Okay,
wait,
you
hold on, wait. All he's a comedian.
Right second time, yeah.
Isn't that also number 4? Didn't we just do number 4?
Okay, you're on
no.
a delay, Cappy.
Yeah, we did.
Did you get one wrong, Cappy? Or you have
no, I feel like I've got all 4.
Score is still the same. No, it's 3-3-3-2.
You missed the first one.
I did.
Scott Drew. Scott Drew. Is that a coach or a comedian, Momo?
Coach.
Coach. Bergie.
That is a coach.
Coach. Jorge.
With the crowd, coach.
Coach and Cappy.
Coach.
Baylor.
Coach is right. Yep. He is the head coach at Baylor.
And you did
but
miss
I think
the first one, Cappy. No, you missed
the first one. Wasn't the first one Sean Miller?
I got the numbers wrong. We're all right, Cappy. You're undefeated.
Blaney, minus one.
Undefeated.
Oh, he was just getting. He's
Cappy, Bergman, Momo, 4, Jorge, 3. All right, here we go. Matt Painter. Matt Painter. Is that a coach or a comedian? Bergman.
That is a coach.
Coach. Jorge.
Comedian.
Comedian. Cappy.
Comedian.
Comedian. Momo.
I think that's a coach.
Purdue.
Coach. Yeah, he's the head coach at Purdue. Absolutely. Damn. Bergman's the one around here who watches college basketball, so he knows a lot of these.
Little Cappy
except UC Irvine.
No, I don't watch UC Irvine. And by the way, Cappy did get the first one right, so he's now tied. He's with we are now me and Cappy are tied.
Okay.
This is what happens when Ireland's not here to keep score.
Exactly. I'm terrible at scoring. All right. James Acaster. James Acaster. Is that a coach or a comedian? Bergman.
Acaster. Comedian.
Comedian. Jorge.
He's a coach.
Coach. Cappy.
Coach.
Coach. Momo.
Comedian.
Comedian is the right answer.
Hey!
Yes, woo-hoo. James Acaster is a comedian. All right.
I've only missed one. Have you missed one, Greg?
I missed one.
So I've got outside. Bergman with the lead.
I do.
No, if I've only missed one and you've only missed one.
No, no. Momo and Bergman are tied. Yeah. Cappy's one behind and Jorge's got 3.
This is amazing, like scorekeeping. Okay.
Okay. So we're all good now. We got it now.
Rory Scovel. Is that a coach or a comedian? Jorge.
Coach.
Coach. Cappy.
Comedian.
Comedian. Momo.
I think that's coach.
Coach and Bergman.
I'm... Coach.
Coach. Nope. He is a comedian.
Dang. I've never heard of that
a
person.
A good one. He was in the movie Babylon, and he also has a show called Physical.
That's good.
All right.
Oh, it's that guy from Physical?
Yeah, it's that guy from
Physical. Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah, he's great.
The husband. Yeah. Okay.
So now we're all tied with Cappy.
Okay.
All tied with Cappy. All right.
Do I get half a point for knowing who
no,
that is?
No, you do not, no. But good for you. Number 9 is Nate Oates. Nate Oates, and we start with Cappy.
Comedian.
Comedian. Momo.
Coach.
Coach. Bergman.
Coach.
Coach.
Comedian.
Jorge. Comedian is not
Alabama.
The right answer. He's the head coach at Alabama. Yes. All right. We got one
Let's
more.
Let's go. Let's go.
And we've got Momo 7, Bergman 7, Cappy 6, Jorge 3. Jorge, you're out of it.
Okay. Comedian.
Comedian. Brian Dutcher. Brian Dutcher. Is that a coach or a comedian? Momo.
Coach.
Coach. Bergman.
God, I think it is a coach.
Coach. Cappy.
I know it's a coach, so coach.
Yeah, coach. That one was tailor-made for Cappy.
San
He's
Diego
the head coach
or
at San Diego State. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right, we're going to keep going until we
get
a
winner. Let's go, let's go.
So that's between me and Momo now.
Yeah, you and Momo. Cappy, you're out. Sorry.
That sucks.
Sorry.
How many more do you have? Are we just going to decide it on this
we're
one?
We're going to decide it on this
All
one.
All right, so we have to go the other opposite way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it. Randy Bennett. Randy Bennett. Is that a coach or a comedian, Momo?
Coach.
Coach.
Well, I know it's a coach.
Yeah, Bergman,
just keep going until we get a win.
It's fine to go coach. Okay. We'll
yeah,
go until
right.
we get a win.
I know.
All right. He's the head coach at St. Mary's, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Reggie Watts. Is that a coach or a comedian, Momo?
Comedian.
Comedian. Bergman.
Well, I want there to be a winner. We can end this, so I'll go with coach.
Who is it?
You just want to end it?
Yeah, I just want to end it. I'm going to go coach.
Okay. Coach is the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Hey!
Reggie Watts is a comedian.
I knew that.
So there you have it.
Did you know that he was a comedian? Yeah, are you just going to say that you took a dive there?
You did. You took
I
a dive.
I took a dive.
Yeah.
Did you take a dive because you didn't know, or did you take a dive because you felt?
I knew it was
good. Did you thought the game went a little long?
No, I just think we would have gone for too long, and that was an opportunity to go the other way and try and get a win.
I mean, it's like a double overtime game. We were having an Elam ending there.
Yeah, the Elam ending. That's exactly what it was.
And also, I know Cappy wanted to get to a few things.
Yeah, so Cappy, what's going on? Do you have a good weekend?
Well, no, I feel like I didn't really win.
No, you won. You won.
Okay, I'll take
it. Okay.
Yeah, take that victory, Momo.
I don't win
Momo
that much.
Take
Momo,
it if you
right.
can.
When, it's all, when they read the score at the end of the month, you don't look back
true.
And go, ah, I don't
that's
feel
true.
Like good enough.
Yeah,
that
that's a good point.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
So what's up, Cappy?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you guys that, and I'll be talking to George about this a little bit later on,
yep.
so I'm not going to go too deep into it.
Okay, don't. Yeah, save some material.
But I have practiced pickleball, just so you know.
Nice.
Okay, let it be known. Let there be a fair warning out there.
How'd you do? Give me a general description.
Not good. Not good.
Mm-mm. I think you're under-promising and you're going to over-deliver.
I do too.
I mean, I was awesome. Outstanding, amazing, great.
No,
world
I think
class
he's
championship.
Now I think you're over-promising and you're going to under-deliver. So did you practice doubles?
Yeah, because that's how you play.
Yeah, doubles is a totally different game from playing solo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually, Cappy, I'm picking up this game, and I'm going to continue to play it. Like, there's the Santa Monica Pickleball Club that I'm going to join, and I'm going to play on a regular basis. That's what I'm going to do.
Are you going to have a pickleball name? You'd be like...
I don't need a pickleball name. It's just TT. Just TT.
Is Juan going to be your partner in this, or are you going to have a different partner?
No, I'm going to show up at the park, open court, play. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So would you... have you practiced with Shinano?
Not yet. Ooh. Not yet, but that is happening this week.
Are you guys actually going to play together? I know there's been some debate over this.
Yeah, we're going to play on the same team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, my brother is flying in, Brian Mashansky's flying in to be my partner. He says he's got a 4 rating in pickleball, but it's going to be, he gets a 10 in trash talking.
Okay, well.
I think he's good in pickleball, too.
I think he's going to be a monster. Yeah. I think he's going to be an absolute monster.
I know
monster.
You. Like, I remember when you got the guy from sales to do the pitching.
Ron Matt Mitchell.
Burke? Ron Mitchell. Yeah, great pitcher.
That was...
By the way, also a great pickleball player.
Oh, I got
plays all weekend long.
That's what he says. He tells me that.
He was...
He
Ron
like
and I
games.
Were like warming up together, pitching-wise, and I could tell within one pitch. I was like, oh, you do the spin thing.
He's done this
thing.
Before. He did the spin, the backspin thing.
He
yeah. He definitely
he knew. Something
knew.
The rest of us didn't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you're getting out there. It's going to be... You know, we had so much fun at last year's softball game. I think this is going to be... It's going to rival that. People are excited about it. People are bringing it. My mom and not stepdad Leo are going to be there. I'm flying my brother. I mean, all this stuff. I got him a flight on Spirit Airlines.
I
did.
You really did Spirit?
Yeah, sure.
You
nothing
what,
wrong
Mace?
With Spirit.
Mace, I mean, same thing. My son is coming home for spring break this
week.
Oh,
my God.
And we looked at flights. And Delta was $750 and American was $800 and United was $900.
How much was the Spirit?
Spirit was like $500. Like it was significantly less. So I said to my son, I go, now, wait a second. Now you can't let them get us now.
Right.
That means you only travel with a backpack. That's it.
Yeah.
No suitcase. You're not checking anything in. You're not taking it
over. Just
overhead.
Grab the strap. That's how they fly in Spirit.
That's it.
All right. It is time right now for Super Crosstalk.
Crosstalk.
There we go. By the way, Game Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Shidano is here. What's up, Shidano?
Hey, pal. How are you?
Everything's great, man.
How was your trip?
It was nice. It was nice. I had a date with my mom on Saturday. It was really fun.
Does this qualify as a trip?
Sure.
Well, yeah, it's a trip out to the desert.
Trip
isn't
out
it?
To the desert. Okay. See mom's new house. Mom and not stepdad.
Oh, okay. New house. Yeah.
The thing about them is, you know, I try to eat healthy. I'm always trying to eat healthy. But if, no matter what cupboard,
except when you're not.
No donuts. Matter what cupboard you open at my mom's house, there are chips. There are M&Ms, there's pretzels, it's like nonstop. It's really hard. It's like filled with dietary booby traps, and I fell for a lot of them this weekend, so I did not have a good weekend in that respect.
Do your mom and not stepdad Leo, do they eat all this all day long?
I mean, I don't know. They should. I mean, they're, you know, in their 80s. Eat whatever you want, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Eat,
you know,
drink,
my mom
smoke.
Said I feel like I'm 10 pounds overweight. I'm like, who the hell cares?
Yeah, sure.
Eat what you want. So... But our date with my mom was really, really nice. We went to Agua Caliente, which is a very nice casino. We played the penny slots, which don't really cost a penny. They cost as much as $3.75 a spin. We quickly burned through $400, and then I don't know if you heard that. And by the way, I don't even know what I'm looking at on the screen. Like, I don't know what a winner actually is. Just when things light up and ring, I guess that's when you know you won. So afterwards, we lose $400. We're walking out of the casino, and we get to the parking lot, and right there on the ground, $400 bills.
No way.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Why $400 did you lose rather than $500? And $500 is my threshold.
That's your max?
Well, no, because you've talked about the number $500 in a casino, A, and B, $500 was the amount of dollars that you gave to the woman that kept the dog that annoyed you when you thought you were getting the dog.
Yeah.
So why $500 for a dog that you didn't get versus $400 for mom on a date?
Well, we went shopping afterwards.
Oh.
So we bought a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to the movies.
Did you use the new $400 that you found on the ground to shop?
Okay, so here's the $400 on the ground, right? So anyway, you get find $400 on the ground, and you're like, first thing I do is I pick it up, and I look around. Like, is there anybody that just dropped this? Is there anybody that just, nobody
is
there?
Anybody that's seeing me do this?
So we walk away, and we put it in my wallet, and we walk away. Later, look at the money. Totally fake prop money.
No way.
Yeah.
It says motion picture purposes. This is not legal tender.
So, but it looks.
It really looks real.
Looks like a $100 bill.
How's it feel?
It feels too.
A little hard.
A little harder than a bill would.
Yeah, but
a little harder than a
bill. If you look really close, you can go to propmoney.com.
It says propmoney.com on it.
Oh, really?
So we know. But we thought we had four. Like, who's doing that? Who would
it really looks good,
though.
How
did you find out? Did you try and use it?
No.
If you look at it, it says,
I looked at it really close. It never,
in props we trust.
It never felt quite right. And then I read in the back, it said, in props we trust. But who does that? Bergman claims that we were being filmed while this happened and we're on some YouTube channel somewhere.
This
is that
might
possible?
Be also part of who is the Secretary of the Treasury? Because the signature here is Jocelyn A. Valdez. Is that normally who signed the hundreds?
I don't know.
And then
doesn't sound right.
The Secretary of the
Comedian.
Treasurer is
Comedian.
Maxwell Coach. M. Thompson.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all made up.
Yeah.
So who does that? Who just leaves 400 fake dollars on the parking lot ground?
Somebody who might have a camera, like in another car, like, let's watch this guy right here.
Get all excited.
This guy's going to pick up this money. He just lost 400. He just found 400. He's even. You know, you lose some, you win some. You know,
if
you
would have had
a
better,
you might have
gone viral if you had a better reaction.
Yeah, like what? I don't know what I'm supposed to. I did the right. I think I did the right thing by picking it up. I'm not just going to give it back to the casino, right?
Yeah.
You pick it up.
No.
Can you imagine if you walked into the casino and gave them that?
Yeah.
You walk in. Hey, I just gave you guys 400. Here's 400.
Oh,
more.
My mom immediately said, "Let's try it at the movie theater." I'm like, "No, we're not going to try it at the movie theater. It's totally fake money. I'm not going to pass off a fake $100 bill."
My God.
It's pretty bad.
I'll be in cuffs.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So me and Cappy have we've got a date next week, right?
Yeah, it's Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hot date night.
Trying
Tuesday
to remember who
night.
The Lakers are playing that night.
I think it's Memphis.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right. That's
March
right,
the 7th.
Mm-hmm. What does your date consist of?
Well, we're going to the game together. I think we should.
Wait, wasn't the last time that happened you ended up walking around the bowels of the arena for 45 minutes?
You know
minutes?
What, though? It was fun. Okay. Like, Cappy's fun to hang out with. He's fun to hang out with. Yeah, we did wind up totally lost. Cappy,
do you have, like, Stockholm Syndrome all of a sudden with your relationship with Cappy? What's going on there?
What do you mean, Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, you know, you just like all of a sudden, you're just going to say the right thing, you know, even though you were telling us the other day, it was super annoying.
Well, it was annoying. It was. I'm not saying Cap's not annoying. I'm saying he's fun to hang out with, right? You've hung out with Cappy.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
You know, right. I mean, there are times that it there's more eye rolls and sighs, and then there's times where there's laughs. Yeah. Yeah.
So but what's the purpose of hanging out? The date.
You felt like you were, like, he put you in a bind the other day, hence why I used the word Stockholm Syndrome. Like, it almost sounded like he had taken you on this journey you weren't a willing participant in.
You know, I thought, first of all, he doesn't know his way around Crypto.com Arena.
He does not.
At all. We went from the press area, from the media room, to the third deck to finding ultimately the suite and getting there. But Cappy definitely needs a trail of breadcrumbs to get anywhere, right, Cappy?
Well, there's no doubt. What happened was is we were down down in the arena, like where the floor is at that level.
Yeah.
And we went to an elevator, and I just said, I was like, suite level. Just thought that would be like a cute thing to say.
Right,
to
but there's three suite levels.
Yeah, right. And we got all the way up to the top of the place, you know, like where there was no oxygen. You know, then I was like, well, Mace, let's just go this way. And Mace didn't say anything like, no, 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 let's go. I know where I'm going. Let's go this way.
No, here's why. Well, I just go, I'm following you. You claim that you had gone from the media room to the 710 ESPN suite.
I can see that. It's very confusing there.
It's like the blind leading the blind, though, in that scenario.
Yeah, it is. I'm just following along. Cap's like, no, just follow me.
I'm like, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
No, we'll ultimately, it was a good 30 minutes. We shuffled around the
talked the whole time.
Bowels of Crypto.com arena.
Like, I've definitely done that. Yeah, it's a confusing set of staircases. Yeah.
Dude, you got 3,500 steps in.
That is true. I did get 3,500 steps.
And there's also, like, you know, if you start out on one side of the arena and you go the wrong way, like, where's suite 118? And if you go left, it's like 10 steps.
Right.
If you go right, you have to walk around the whole arena.
Mm-hmm. So, Cappy, we got I got a business card here for Travis Madison. Do you remember Travis?
Of course I do. In fact, last week when Bergie and I and George went to the game, I went up to go see Travis.
Did you go into Hyde?
I did.
It's pretty cool in there.
I'm not going to go to the arena without showing proper respect to my security team now.
Right. And by the way, huge listeners. In fact, we're talking about bringing for a hockey game some listeners to Hyde to watch the game. It's really, really cool. George, you're fairly unimpressed by Hyde.
I mean, I've been to the one there. I've been to the one in Miami. They have one there too. Like, yeah, I've been before. Yes.
It's kind of where the cool kids go, though, isn't it?
No, I feel George like it's kind of like when Facebook used to be cool and then your parents got on it. I feel like that's what you're doing.
So right Hyde now. Is actually like Facebook.
No, now because you guys have gone.
Oh, I see. It got uncool because we went.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
I don't know, man. I kind of felt pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
And
it's cool. It's definitely cool. Look, it's definitely when you go there, it's one of the handful of places in that arena that you want to be in.
Right. And I'd never been there before. I'd never gotten to go. It's like the chairman's room. I went there one time.
Yeah.
I got in one time to the chairman's room. It's always mysterious to me.
And now it's the patio.
When you're sitting,
patio's the new thing.
When you're sitting on the floor and it's about 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and people start migrating towards where the cool kids go. It's called the patio now.
Yeah, so the chairman's room is still open, but it's sort of less exclusive. Like, I think everyone who has lower bowl seats gets a
can
pass.
Get in there now, and it's right near the visiting locker room.
You got to get a wristband, and they give you a wristband to go in there, and then they have you know, it's kind of more.
So what's this patio place?
Yeah, is the patio outside? Because, like, you know, it's been raining and cold, you know. Is it outside?
You know,
the patio?
No, it's inside. It's kind of by the press room, actually, and they put up like some partitions and some
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has
like fake ivy, and there's like a little party going on there. Yeah.
Oh, we should go to that.
Yeah, let's go to the patio.
We'll definitely go.
How do we get into the patio?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, you can't get in there.
No, I think we can get in there.
We're in. We're fine.
I know people that can get us into the patio.
You know some people can get
you in. We're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay, so we'll go to the patio. We'll go to Hyde.
Right.
There will be a game, too. We will watch that.
Yeah, I'd like to also sit on the floor so that if I want to get into it with John Morant or his dad, I can go viral.
You're going to go after T?
Yeah, no. I mean, just the same way.
You just want to be Shannon Sharp.
Right. Well, I mean, I want his physique. I want that sweater.
Do you?
I want those cool glasses. Yeah, that sweater was dope.
It was a great sweater.
You don't think so, Ramona?
I think he pulled it off.
I think that sweater's cool.
I think he pulled it off. He made it look good because he's in super good shape.
You don't think any of us could pull off that sweater?
Absolutely not. No.
Not one of us.
I'm going to find it.
Maybe Sedano. Sedano might be able to pull that off.
I'm going
to
find the sweater. I'm going to wear the sweater.
George did the turtleneck look again yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Turtleneck is a great look for you, Sedano.
Last turtleneck game of the season, because that's the last cold weather game.
Okay, but I have a little commentary on the turtleneck.
Oh,
okay.
So your turtleneck is kind of a poofy turtleneck.
Yeah.
Right?
It's what does that mean?
It's not just like
it's the thick neck.
It's thick, but it's kind of got a little poof to it. It's not like tight around your neck, right?
What no, is... it folds, right. It folds. So the top is a fold.
And that's what it's supposed to happen. Fold, on a
but
turtleneck.
Yeah, some turtlenecks are tighter around your neck.
No, the original, Mace is right. The original turtleneck is the one that folds. They have ones now that just, I think most of those are for women though.
Mock
that just
necks.
Goes straight up right to the neck. Yeah.
But that's the Steve Jobs mock neck.
Yeah, mock turtle, different deal. Different cut here, Ramona.
You got to go real turtle.
Real turtle, not mock.
I think you can shift to a mock neck, George, without the cold weather. Like, I think that could be
adaptation. That's it. March 1st, I retire the turtleneck.
So
that's
no turtlenecks after March?
Yep, that's how it works.
For like no white after
I'll
Labor
tell you
Day?
What, it's freezing yep. right now. The weather yeah. here is just,
well,
this
George
is not what
Denver
I signed
too.
Up for. Oh, you yeah. were in Denver.
I was in Denver, although it was warmer in Denver than it was in L.A. this weekend.
Did you go to the haunted airport?
Yes, the mall, basically.
That is the scariest thing.
The Illuminati
in the world.
And stuff.
First
of
all, that airport is terrible. Okay, let's just start with there's a lot of bad. Like, people can bitch about LAX all they want, and I'm sure there are plenty of good reasons to do that. But Denver Airport, let's start with this. Okay, first of all, it's 30 minutes from anywhere.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. like that already is terrible. Like, you can't, the nearest place is downtown and it's 30 minutes away. Okay, so start with that. Then they only have two security areas for the entire airport. So it's like a north and a south.
Yep.
And today, even with like clear and pre-check, it took nearly an hour. Like, I'm like, I almost missed my flight.
It's crazy. And I was there early. I've done that there too. I had to run and I'm usually late. So this is not
I happened to be there early and it was like, thank God I did that because I would have missed my flight.
Yeah, there's no way to get through there fast. Even if you have all the pre-checks and all the everything.
Well,
yeah.
I don't want to speculate here, but
terrible.
I think under the Denver airport, there's like a whole city. I think if something bad happened,
you never know.
The president and all the cabinet
like
go,
an Area 52 go is
under,
what you're saying?
Yeah, they go under there. There's something going on. There's like a secret city. There's no reason for that thing to be as far away as Denver as it is. There's no way if you drive into the airport, there's a horse rising up on its legs with red eyes. It's like so creepy.
Yeah.
And then on the one floor of the airport, there's so much creepy art. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Something's going on there. By the way, I found Shannon Sharp's sweater.
Yeah.
$2,050. Mm-hmm. Does the Nordstrom have that?
No, there's got to be.
It's Bergdorf Goodman.
Dude, there's got to be a version at Marshall's. I trust. Believe me.
My mom loves Marshall's.
Right.
Marshall's is a great store.
How much is this?
$2,050.
God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What kind of wool is that? Is it like merino alpaca or something?
I don't know, but that sounds warm. And it's been cold.
It looks cool. I'll say that much. It looks cool.
Take that $2,500 sweater right off Shannon Sharp.
How'd you find that?
Oh, there are whole articles about Shannon Sharp's sweater. All you have to do is Google Shannon Sharp's sweater, and they'll point you to exactly where it's from.
Does he often wear sweaters like this, or was that just the one night?
This one is this patchwork. It's $3,125 for a sweater.
Yeah, no thanks.
No friggin' way. No friggin' way. What did one of your suits cost, George?
It depends. I would say like the lower end Hugo Boss ones are probably like $800. I have suits that go up to like $2,000.
See, you got style.
It just depends.
I got. You know what? I quit wearing a hat today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just wear your hair. Your hair is nice. You have nice hair.
Just hair, no hat. Yeah. I'm gonna go no hat from now on. I got a good haircut.
You're not gonna wear a suit when we go to the game next.
No,
Tuesday,
I'm not gonna wear a suit. I'm gonna wear a sweater.
Okay, because I've already asked
from
you not
Marshall's.
To wear a suit.
Yeah. Dude, now you got me Googling things about the Denver airport, which I have done once before, but I found something I have not seen.
Oh, it's crazy.
Do you know that blue horse, wait a minute.
The blue horse with the red eyes.
It is
Do
creepy
you know
as hell.
His name, his nickname?
Mm. No, what is it?
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
They call him the demon horse of the airport because the sculptor who created him, Luis Jimenez, died creating him. After part of the Mustang came loose while he was working on it, it severed an artery in his leg and he bled to death. Is that right?
No way. That's a Mustang, not a Bronco?
That's crazy.
Lucifer. Yeah, there's
it fell on his creator, killing him. Glowing red eyes and imposing stature have been frightening passengers for years.
And here's the thing. I like Denver as a city. Like, the city is nice, but the airport part of it is the worst part of any place I go to.
It's
R.I.P. to the artist.
Ridiculous.
So
but Lucifer, beware of Lucifer.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Can you believe?
And the art, Mace, you're right. There's some, when I say weird, weird doesn't do it justice when you say it.
It looks satanic.
Yes.
It looks satanic. If you've ever been to this airport, I'm telling you, it's there's something going on there.
All you gotta do is Google Denver Airport Illuminati.
And it will open up.
Illuminati? Illuminati. Make sure you add the Illuminati part of it.
Oh, yeah. Who's in the Illuminati now?
Is that a band?
Greg, I think you're right.
No, the actual Illuminati.
Oh.
Nobody?
Well, you're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you can't be talking
They'll come
about
after stuff. You. They'll come after you. So I would imagine you're going to do some Lakers today. They looked unbelievable yesterday. Huh?
Yeah, but I feel like since we, like within the last hour, it's just like all the good feels went away when LeBron is sitting there posting a picture on his Instagram about his foot being all screwed up.
Effing sucks. Picture of
ankle. I mean,
ankle.
Listen, you couldn't think that it was going to be good when he said three times, I felt it pop.
Yeah, scary. By the way, you know, it was a good day in that regard, too, because the Dodgers may have lost their starting shortstop.
Yeah, I know. That was the other part of the equation, is that now Gavin Lux is, you know. Yeah. Well, look, the kids. We'll see what the kids got.
See what the kids got. See what the kids got. All right, we're done.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I think it's me and Andy tomorrow.
Sounds
We're going to do a big show tomorrow. We'll get you ready for Lakers. It's a short show tomorrow.
Is Momo ditching you for, like, real stuff, like
TV?
Yeah,
Momo, why aren't you working tomorrow?
I don't know. I think Greg asked me days, and then I say, well, these are the days that I'm already down here for TV, so like I'll just walk over.
Right. Yeah.
And then I actually am on tomorrow, too, so I could theoretically come, but if it's a short show, you know, might as well just get out of here and get home.
Oh, that's right, because the Lakers are on the East Coast. They got two early games. Yeah.
By the way, found a Shannon Sharp style sweater that I'm going to buy.
Like a mock Shannon Sharp?
Can I see it? Show it to me. On your screen.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Here.
Which store is this from?
Nordstrom. There.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's not wild enough, though.
It's not wild, but it's a good-looking sweater.
You don't have a cardigan, like a big poofy cardigan? I have one. I have a black one.
You can pull that off, Sedano.
I have a poofy cardigan.
Yeah, I've got one. A black one, but that's it. But not the Shannon Sharp one is nice. I love the colors of it.
All right. We're done. Tomorrow at 2. Tomorrow at 1. Are we on at 2 or 1?
Mace, you're on at 1 every day.
Okay,
why would you be on at 2?
You're also on at 2.
You start later. Yeah.
I thought it was a short show.
Yeah, maybe you're going to end earlier, not start later.
Yeah, okay. We're on.
By the way, what is apparently the signal's not working so great.
Yeah,
it's back. We are back on.
Oh, we're back?
That would explain the huge YouTube audience today that you guys have.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, if you can follow the show. Now, you guys aren't on YouTube, right?
No.
Okay. But you can always follow the show on the app. The ESPN
app. Once you go to the app, you never
perfect.
Come back. That's
exactly.
What I say.
Exactly. Yeah. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long. Lots of stupidity for your rainy afternoon from Sedano and Cappy. 710 ESPN.